Good afternoon, everyone. I'll call the meeting of June 16, 2022, TRPA Hearings Officer Hybrid Meeting to order. My name is Andrew Strang, and I'm serving as the TRPA Hearings Officer today. Item number two on today's agenda is the approval of the agenda. I'll check with staff to see if we have any modifications to it.
No changes from Andrew.
Thank you. No changes to the agenda as it's been noticed. I will approve the agenda as it's in our public notice documents. Item three on today's agenda are the public interest comments. These are for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. At this point, I'll ask Georgina to look for a show of hands. We'll start with people who are here in person. If anyone who would like to address the hearings officer on a non-announcement of appeal rights or a non-public hearing item.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Just looking for a show of hands. Okay, it looks like we have no hands raised, so we can continue with the review of the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. Anyone here in person who would like to address the hearings officer? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item four on today's agenda is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone participating know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. We'll move on to item five, public hearing items. We have one today, item 5A, the gallery linear public service facility modification located on Wildwood Avenue in Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 530-101-00. The TRPA file number is ERSP2022-0131. Paul Nielsen is our staff planner for this item. Paul, would you begin, please, with an introduction and a description of the proposed action?
Certainly. So this item is before the hearings officer today because it involves some road improvements on an existing road. However, roads are considered transportation routes in the TRPA code ordinances, and transportation routes are a special use. And so before we can allow any improvements to roads, we have to make discussion with findings. And in this case, the road has been long in existence and no previous approvals and all special use findings have been made. So that is the request today, is for the hearings officer to make the special use findings, adopt a finding of no significant effect, and approve the project. The project is essentially being required by Placer County in order to facilitate development on some adjacent parcels. So the county is requiring some road improvements to bring it up to standards to ensure that the fire department can function if required, and to install water quality BMPs. So this road today is partially, mostly paved, but no water quality improvements. So that is something that has been proposed and designed and will be implemented. And then Placer County will take the lead in issuing permits for the development that will get ingress and egress off of this road. So today, the only action for you is the improvements on Wildwood Avenue in the right-of-way. All the other associated residential permits will be issued by Placer County. And no public comment, no changes to the permit, and the applicant is here today.
Thank you, Paul. Is this, Paul, the entire Wildwood Avenue right-of-way, or is this a portion of it?
It's a portion of it.
Okay. And you mentioned, I think, that a portion of it is previously paved.
Yes.
But without water quality improvements.
Correct.
The report is clear and straightforward. I don't have any further questions for our staff. We have someone here representing the applicant today. Can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, thank you. My name is Justin Janone. I'm here from Evolve Design Works. We are here on behalf of the applicant, and we wanted to put forward that the road is going to improve fire safety. It's also going to improve sight distance from a transportation perspective. We'll be bringing the road into accordance with current Placer County design guidelines, and is consistent with the general plan. And as has already been mentioned, we will be providing water quality treatment for all of the expanded impervious, as well as some of the existing untreated impervious surface runoff. So overall, we see it as a net benefit to the community.
Anything else?
That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Janone. Back to Paul for a question. I note that the project will need to mitigate the additional land coverage.
Yep.
And you provided the options for that in the draft permit?
Correct.
Very good. Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
At this point, having no further questions for our staff or for the applicant, I'd like Georgina to open the public hearing. I will open the public hearing, I should say, and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands of anyone who would like to provide public comment on this item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes. And we're going to start with Fred Coast.
Thank you. Yeah, I just a quick question to clarify. You talked about its improvements or changes to Wildwood Avenue, and looking at the maps, it looks like, you know, on the maps, it's the maps show it's actually Tahoe Avenue coming in off of Old County, and then Wildwood turns and goes kind of back toward the lake. I guess it'd be kind of a south direction. So I was curious, you said it was portions of Wildwood. If you could just clarify which portions or what improvements will be made, and is it to the complete kind of L section, both Tahoe Avenue and Wildwood, or just the part that intersects with Old County?
It's the part that intersects Old County Road. And the road, in my research, appears to be referred to as both of those names. So that is a little confusing, but the improvements will just extend from the intersection with Old County up to the end of that first lane.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Any other comments, Mr. Coase? All right. Thank you. Hearing none. Georgina, do we have other public comments to be offered?
Just looking for any other hands that might go up. And it looks like we have no further questions.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing that we have no additional public comment to be offered on this item, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the rationale on which the required findings for Chapter 4, and that does include the FONSI, and Chapter 21, the special use findings, and Chapter 30. Chapter 30 in this one, Paul, or not?
Relocation of,
We may not. We may only be Chapter 4 and Chapter 21. Right.
It is 4 and 21.
Thank you, Paul. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report and the rationale on which the findings are based, I will make the required findings for Chapter 4 and Chapter 21 as they've been proposed by the staff. And this does include the finding of no significant effect. In addition, I will approve the project subject to the special conditions that are in the draft permit. That concludes our public hearing items for today's meeting. I will move on to item 6, which is adjournment, and thank everyone who took time to participate today in our meeting. Thank you, everyone. We will adjourn.